My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is great to be back with you once again, and we are looking forward to sharing this time with you. You know, I always enjoy this time of the year as we approach the season of Christmas and prior to that, Thanksgiving. This is a time period when we have the opportunity to kind of reflect on many things. And I know particularly with Thanksgiving, we celebrate the holiday, if you will, one day a year. But a number of years ago, I decided to dedicate the month of November as Thanksgiving month and not just the Thanksgiving holiday day. And using social media, primarily Facebook, I started posting on a daily basis something that I was thankful for each and every day up through Thanksgiving. And that tradition has carried on for me now for several years, and it's proven to be very beneficial for myself and for those that have participated with me in doing the same, because it gives us an opportunity to think about all of the many blessings and all of the many things that we have to be thankful for. You know, being thankful is having appreciation and gratitude for blessings or benefits that we've received. You know, as we cultivate a grateful attitude, we're more likely to be happy and spiritually strong. We should regularly express our gratitude to God for the blessings He gives us and to others for the kind acts that they do for us. Now, when we think about the holiday, the tradition of Thanksgiving, prayers of thanks and special Thanksgiving ceremonies are common among almost all religions after harvest and at other times. The Thanksgiving holidays history in North America is rooted in English traditions dating back from the Protestant Reformation. It is also aspects of a harvest festival, even though the harvest in New England occurs well before the late November date on which the modern Thanksgiving holiday is celebrated. In the United States, as we remember, pilgrims and Puritans who immigrated from England in the 1620s and 1630s carried the tradition of days of fasting and days of thanksgiving with them to New England. The 1621 Plymouth feasts that we've heard about and read about and Thanksgiving were prompted by a good harvest. The pilgrims celebrated this with the Native Americans who had helped them get through the previous winter by giving them food in that time of scarcity. Moving forward beyond that time period, as President of the United States, George Washington, proclaimed the first nationwide Thanksgiving celebration in America, marking November 26, 1789, as, quote, a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors, of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity to peacefully establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Close quote. That was a proclamation that George Washington issued on October 3rd, 1789, declaring November 6, 1789, as a day of thanksgiving and prayer. Now, as we move through a little further in our history, modern Thanksgiving, if you will, was proclaimed for all states in 1869 by President Abraham Lincoln, who established Thanksgiving by a proclamation to be the final Thursday in November. moving into the modern era, if you will, President John F. Kennedy's attempt to strike a compromise between the regional claims, that being New England and Virginia, as to which one had the first Thanksgiving Day, he issued a proclamation on November 5th, 1963, stating, quote, over three centuries ago, our forefathers in Virginia and in Massachusetts, far from home in a lonely wilderness, set aside a time of Thanksgiving. On the appointed day, they gave reverent thanks for their safety, for the health of their children, for the fertility of their fields, for the love which bound them together, and for the faith which united them with their God, close quote. And then, in October of 1939, October 31st, Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed a presidential proclamation changing the holiday to the next to last Thursday in November for business reasons. However, on December 26, 1941, he signed a joint resolution of Congress changing the National Thanksgiving Day to the fourth Thursday in November, to which to this day remains the same. So that's a little history about the day that we celebrate as Thanksgiving. But as I mentioned at the beginning, I want us to focus on the power of Thanksgiving and the gift or power of gratitude. You know, when we express thanks, we are giving a gift to ourselves, to others, and to our Maker, the giver of the blessings of life. And those blessings are all around us if we look for them. Gratitude, like love, is self-perpetuating. It grows as we express it. We might express our thanks in prayer, in a journal entry, or in a letter. And as I mentioned, using social media. Perhaps an even better way is to share our blessings, to give someone else something to be grateful for. This is how gratitude changes the world. It starts by changing our hearts. Children who are sincerely grateful are likely to see even more generosity from their parents. Spouses who express heartfelt thanks to one another will always be happier with each other. And surely, God, who knows and sees all, has blessings in store for those who offer sincere thanks to Him. He may not need to hear our gratitude, but we definitely need to change the change of heart that comes to us by expressing it. It's been said that unexpressed gratitude is like wrapping a present but never delivering it. No act of appreciation is ever wasted, and we don't have to be sitting around the Thanksgiving table. Any time is a good time to give thanks, no matter the time or the season. We are always blessed by the gift of gratitude. Now, in November of last year, the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, President Russell M. Nelson, shared a message on Friday, November the 20th, 2020, where he talks about, you know, during this time period last year that was being affected by a worldwide COVID pandemic, as well as a significant amount of racial and political tension and the lack of civility, he shared a fast-acting, long-lasting spiritual remedy. And here's what he said, quote, there is, however, a remedy, one that may seem surprising, because it flies in the face of our natural intuitions. Nevertheless, its effects have been validated by scientists as well as men and women of faith. President Nelson said, I am referring to the healing power of gratitude. The Book of Psalms is filled with admonitions to express gratitude. Here are just three of them. It is a good thing to give thanks unto God. Let me read that again. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Psalms 92:1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Psalms 136:1. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Psalms 95, verse 2. Jesus Christ frequently expressed gratitude. Before raising Lazarus from the dead, before miraculously multiplying loaves and fishes, and before passing the cup to his disciples at the Last Supper, the Savior prayed and gave thanks to God. No wonder the Apostle Paul later declared, quote, in everything give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Now, President Nelson said, over my 9.5 decades of life, I have concluded that counting our blessings is far better than recounting our problems. No matter our situations, showing gratitude for our privileges is a fast-acting and long-lasting spiritual prescription. Does gratitude spare us from sorrow, sadness, grief, and pain? No. But it does soothe our feelings. It provides us with a greater perspective on the very purpose and joy of life. He goes on to explain that nearly 16 years ago, his wife Denzel and he were sitting on the sofa holding hands while they watched TV. Suddenly, she collapsed. Despite being well-trained to treat the very thing that ended her life, he said, I could not save my own wife. Denzel and I were blessed with 9 daughters and 1 son. Tragically, I have lost 2 of those daughters to cancer. No parent is prepared to lose a child. And yet, despite these and other difficult experiences, I am incredibly grateful eternally for so many blessings. I'm grateful to God for the nearly 60 years Denzel and I shared together, for a lifetime of love and joy and cherished memories. And I thank him for my wife, Wendy, whom I met after Denzel's passing. Wendy now fills my life with joy. I am grateful to God for the years I had with my 2 departed daughters. This father's heart melts when I see attributes of those girls in the precious faces of their children and grandchildren. President Nelson goes on to enumerate the things that we should give thanks for. He says, we can all give thanks for the beauties of the earth and the majesty of heavens that give us an inkling of the vastness of eternity. We can give thanks for the gift of life, for our amazing bodies and minds that allow us to grow and learn. We can give thanks for art, literature, and music that nurture our souls. We can give thanks for the opportunity to repent, start over, make amends, and build character. We can give thanks for our families, friends, and loved ones. We can give thanks for the opportunity to help, cherish, and serve one another, which makes life so much more meaningful. We can even give thanks for our trials from which we learn the things we would not otherwise know. Most of all, we can give thanks unto God, the Father of our spirits, which makes us all brothers and sisters, one great global family. President Nelson goes on to say, as a doctor, I know the value of good therapy. Just for the next 7 days, turn social media into your personal gratitude journal. And as I mentioned earlier, for several years, I've been doing that for an entire month. Post every day about what you're grateful for, who you are grateful for, and why you're grateful. At the end of 7 days, see if you feel happier and more at peace. Using the hashtag #GiveThanks, working together, we can flood social media with a wave of gratitude that reaches the 4 corners of the earth. Perhaps this will fulfill in part the promise of God that he gave to Father Abraham, that through his descendants, all families of the earth shall be blessed. Second, let us unite in thanking God through daily prayer. Jesus Christ taught his disciples to pray by first expressing gratitude to God and then petitioning him for the things we need. Prayer brings forth miracles. In that spirit, I would now like to offer a prayer for the world and everyone in it. As I pray, I hope you will feel inspired to do the same, pouring out your heart in gratitude for the countless blessings God has given you, and petitioning him to heal our hearts, our families, our societies, and the world at large. Here's President Nelson's prayer of gratitude. Our Father in heaven, as fellow passengers on the planet Earth, we humbly pray unto thee. We thank thee for life and all that sustains life. We thank thee for the beauties of the earth, order in the universe, the planets, stars, and all things of eternal significance. We thank thee for thy laws that protect and guide us. We thank thee for thy mercy and loving watch care. We thank thee for our families and loved ones who fill our lives with joy. We are grateful for all who are striving to combat the COVID pandemic. Please bless them with protection and inspiration. Wilt thou help us in this virus that has plagued so many of thy children? We thank thee for the leaders of nations and others who strive to lift us. We pray for relief from political strife. Wilt thou bless us with a healing spirit that unites us despite our differences? Wilt thou also help us repent from selfishness, unkindness, pride, and prejudice of any kind, so that we can better serve and love one another as brothers and sisters, and as thy grateful children? We love thee, our dear Father, and pray for thy blessings upon us. In the beloved name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. President Nelson shared a powerful message and a wonderful prayer. He is certainly an inspired leader for our day. As Latter-day Saints, we view President Nelson literally as God's prophet here upon the earth, who speaks with that power and authority given by God Almighty. As we think about Thanksgiving, there are a few quotes here from individuals that I would like to share. Thomas S. Monson, a previous president of the church, said, "My brothers and sisters, do we remember to give thanks for the blessings we receive? Sincerely giving thanks not only helps us recognize our blessings, but it also unlocks the doors of heaven and helps us feel God's love." Another apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf, said, "It is easy to be grateful for things when life seems to be going our way. But what then of those times when what we wish for seems to be far out of reach? But I suggest that we see gratitude as a disposition, a way of life that stands independent of our current situation." In other words, I'm suggesting that instead of being thankful for things, we focus on being thankful in our circumstances, whatever they may be. Close quote. Sister Carol F. McConkie shared, "Whether we pray privately with our families at church, in the temple, or wherever we are, whether we pray with broken hearts and contrite spirits seeking forgiveness, heavenly wisdom, or simply the strength to endure, we pray always with full hearts drawn into our God, continually for our welfare and the welfare of those around us. Sincere desires offered in a spirit of gratitude for abundant blessings and gratitude for the lessons of life instill in our hearts steadfast faith in Christ, a brightness of hope, and a love of God and of all men. A member of our first presidency, President Henry B. Eyring, has said, "Of all the blessings we can count, the greatest by far is the feeling of forgiveness that comes as we partake of the sacrament. We feel greater love and appreciation for the Savior, whose infinite sacrifice made possible our being cleansed from sin. As we partake of the bread and water, we remember that He suffered for us. And when we feel gratitude for what He has done for us, we will feel His love for us and our love for Him." Sister Bonnie D. Parkin has said, "Before family prayer each night, we would talk about how our day had gone and then share with each other all of the many blessings that had been added to our blessing basket. The more we expressed gratitude, the more there was to be grateful for." And isn't that so true? Elder David A. Bednar, another apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, said, "Let me recommend that periodically you and I offer a prayer in which we only give thanks and express gratitude. Ask for nothing. Simply let our souls rejoice and strive to communicate appreciation with all the energy of our hearts." I like this one. It's something that I have attempted to do on a number of occasions. And it is remarkable when we focus on expressing gratitude for all of our many blessings and tender mercies, and never once in the prayer ask for any new blessings. It's amazing just how many things can come to mind that we can express gratitude for. So I'm going to reread this statement by Elder David A. Bednar. "Let me recommend that periodically you and I offer a prayer in which we only give thanks and express gratitude. Ask for nothing. Simply let our souls rejoice and strive to communicate appreciation with all the energy of our hearts." Another leader in our church, Richard C. Edgley, has said, "As I have pondered faithful members, I am struck by two qualities they all seem to have. First, regardless of social or economic status or position, their humility leads to submissiveness to the Lord's will. And second, in spite of the difficulties and trials of life, they are able to maintain a sense of gratitude for God's blessings and life's goodness. Humility and gratitude are truly the twin characteristics of happiness." Sister Carol M. Stevens has shared, "Do we know what we have? Are we worthy to receive the power and blessings provided by the priesthood? Do we receive the gifts given to us with gratitude, grace, and dignity? We are beloved spirit sons and daughters of heavenly parents with a divine nurture and nature and destiny. Our Savior Jesus Christ loved us enough to give his life for us. His atonement provides the way for us to progress on the path to our heavenly home through sacred ordinances and covenants." Another apostle and serving as a counselor in the First Presidency, Dallin H. Oakes, said, "The revelations for which we are grateful show that we should even give thanks for our afflictions, because they turn our hearts to God and give us opportunities to prepare for what God would have us become." He's now passed on, but another apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, David B. Haight, said, "It's so easy in life for us to receive blessings, many of them almost uncounted, and have things happen in our lives that can help change our lives, improve our lives, and bring the Spirit into our lives. But we sometimes take them for granted. How grateful we should be for the blessings that the gospel of Jesus Christ brings into our hearts and souls. Elder Jean R. Cook has shared, "Be grateful for the gift and especially for the giver of the gift. True gratitude is the ability to humbly see, feel, and even receive love. Gratitude is a form of returning love to God. Recognize His hand. Tell Him so. Express your love to Him. As you come to truly know the Lord, you will find an intimate, sacred relationship built on trust. You will come to know He understands your anguish and will, in compassion, always respond to you in love." Another apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, Elder Richard Scott, prior to his passing, said, "Express gratitude for each blessing. For in nothing doth man offend God, or against none is his wrath kindled, save those who confess not his hand in all things and obey not his commandments." Sister Patricia Penninger shared, "What are some specific things we can do to have blessings of peace, hope, and direction in our lives? One thing we can do to receive blessings is to learn to respond to the promptings of the Holy Ghost and acknowledge to the Lord our gratitude for this great gift." A number of years ago, one of our apostles, David A. Bednar, gave a talk entitled, "The Tender Mercies of the Lord." As I listened to that talk in April of 2005, I was impressed with a understanding and a knowledge that was like one of those aha moments, an epiphany, if you will, wherein Elder Bednar explained how frequently in our lives small and simple things occur that we might otherwise think to be a coincidence. But as we ponder and think about them, we recognize that it's actually the Lord's hand at work in our lives, and that He is aware of us, and that He does provide for us special blessings, or if you will, tender mercies of the Lord. As I recognize the truth of his analogy and his statements in his talk, in the years since, I have had a profound experience in recognizing that those tender mercies of the Lord that in the past I thought were, aren't those amazing coincidences, have followed a pattern and have proven to be significant in my life. A pattern that I have developed in understanding this is found as follows. First and foremost is having that attitude of gratitude and being open and receptive to receiving these blessings, or as Elder Bednar referred to them, the tender mercies of the Lord. And so number one is to recognize them when they occur. A pattern that I've developed then is number two, once I have number one recognized, number two is to acknowledge, or if you will, to give thanks to Heavenly Father for those blessings. To express my appreciation, my gratitude, my thanksgivingness for those tender mercies. And number three in this pattern that I have found is when moved upon by the Spirit, not to brag or to boast, but when appropriate, to share those tender mercy experiences with others to build testimonies, to build faith in Jesus Christ and in God Almighty. Now, following those three steps, recognize, acknowledge, and share, I've discovered an amazing thing that has happened in the 16 years since I first heard this talk by Elder Bednar, and they are this. Seemingly, the frequency of tender mercy experiences has increased. And secondly, on many occasions, those experiences seem even more dramatic, more magnified, more recognizable, and significantly more real. So I would encourage each of us to follow that pattern and to recognize those blessings that come from God in the heavens and the blessings that come from following the promptings of the Holy Ghost, and acknowledge and give thanks each and every time that that happens. As we think about Thanksgiving month, I would like to conclude by sharing the following. I am thankful for the month of being able to reflect upon the many blessings in my life, which in part include Heavenly Father, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. Also, faith, family, friends, free agency, founding fathers, freedom of religion and speech, food, fun, and free enterprise. Yes, I'm thankful for all of those things. I'm also thankful for the atonement of the Savior, for eternal life and the pathway to exaltation through the restoration of His gospel in its fullness. I am thankful for His church restored with prophets and apostles, with the priesthood of God and the essential ordinances of salvation, including those administered in the house of the Lord. I am thankful for my wonderful wife of 50 years and for our eternal marriage, our amazing children and grandchildren, as well as my parents and grandparents and ancestors. I am grateful for the beauty of the earth, the basic essentials of life, and so much more. Thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for bountiful blessings. I share this prayerfully and in humility, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving, and God bless.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.